Good morning. I'm David Green.
And I'm Renee Montaigne with an update now on a topic we began looking at 2 years ago, America's modern families. This morning, families that don't seem so modern. Here's Steve Inskeep.
More people have extended family members in the house, especially grandparents, putting three generations under one roof in a seemingly old style. NPR's Jennifer Ludden starts us off with some numbers here. Hi, Jennifer.
Hi, Steve.
So what's going on?
So we're talking about, you know, increasingly complicated family structures in this country, but the Census Bureau asked this simple question: in which households are there grandparents and grandchildren? And that number has really gone up sharply by about a third in really just the past generation. I spoke with Gretchen Livingston, who studies these families with the Pew Research Center.
For a while there, the numbers were going up somewhat, but then once the recession occurred, we actually saw a real uptick in the number of kids living with their grandparents. And now the numbers are close to 8 million. To put that in perspective, that means about 1 in 10 kids are living with a grandparent.
8 million. So grandma comes to live with the family here.
She does. You know, Steve, sometimes grandma is the family. People come to live in her house, and a lot of times in about a third of these cases, there is no parent present. In fact, these so-called grand families have become so common in America, you now see public housing complexes designed with this in mind. So you've got the wide walkways, everything on one floor, and the guardrails. And then outside the window, you've got the playground for the children.
Wow. This cannot be easy for everybody who ends up doing it.
It's not. I spoke with Donna Butts, who is with Generations United, which advocates for these kinds of families. And she says, while many love the situation, there can definitely be some challenges for the older generation.
They usually aren't expecting to be taking care of the children, so they're not prepared financially. Their home may be great for a retired person or a retired couple, but not for little toddlers. Many of the grandparents, about 58%, are still working. So trying to juggle taking care of a child.
And so you can see the same dynamic that we have working parents, working grandparents, all the more difficult. But says there's also a cultural dynamic here where even if some people don't have to do this for economic or other reasons, you see families who really want to do this. And Hispanic and Asian families especially, they are twice as likely as non-Hispanic whites to live with multiple generations in one house.
So let's meet some people who do this. Diana Lamanji Gabriel is in our studios in New York. Welcome to the program.
Hi, good morning. Thank you for having us.
And you notice you said thank you for having us. That's because she's brought along her father, Lissandro Lamanji. Welcome to you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
She lives with her father. She's also a mom with kids. And as I understand it, you bought a house together that is divided into two apartments. So you've got two couples in the same house. How do you have it set up?
So it is really two separate apartments. However, you know, we have a basement that we share. We have a backyard. And honestly, my parents' door is always open, so my son goes up and down whenever he kind of wants to say hello, Grandma and Grandpa.
Oh, okay. How old is your son?
He's 3 and a half.
Oh, that's great. Now, whose idea was it to buy a house together?
I think it was both of us. I don't think one of us wanted it more than the other. Our parents couldn't buy a house alone where we wanted to live. We couldn't buy a house alone where we wanted to live. So it kind of made sense financially for both of us.
So, Mr. Lamanji, can I ask you, what did you think when this idea came up?
That was a very good idea because, you know, I can't do it alone.
You could not do it alone. You could not afford a house. This is your first house, is that correct?
Yes, it is.
How long have you been in the United States?
39 years.
And I believe you came from Ecuador, is that right?
Yes.
So more than 30 years in the United States, finally an opportunity to buy a home, and it's the home with your daughter and your son-in-law and your grandson. What's that like for you?
I love it.
He really does. He's not just saying that. You know, parents kind of, you see a whole side of them when a grandchild comes into the picture. And for me especially, it's really important because of the language and the culture that come along with that. I speak to my son in Spanish. Mm-hmm. So having my parents so close by allows him to really practice his language skills every day. It's really priceless.
Diana, you've written about this, and you did talk about how, as wonderful as it is, sometimes you guys can get on each other's nerves. And I guess that parent-child relationship never really quite goes away.
It never goes away, and there's an added layer when, you know, the child has a child. because the grandparents, of course, want to have an input.
Oh, and then your parenting is being called into question.
Yes. There are days when you just kind of retreat to your own space and like, okay, you know, thank you for your comments. I'm going to leave now.
Mr. Lamanji, do you get babysitting duty?
Yes. Yes, I love it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he lets him eat chocolates and do whatever he wants.
Not that anybody's upset about that.
Oh, it's very funny, actually.
So, Diana, what's it like for your husband?
He and my father have a really good relationship. You know, my husband is from France, so they enjoy the same sports. They watch soccer together. So they get along.
Is this a very natural experience for you because of the country from which you came?
Yes, it is. You know, in Ecuador, the people live it not too far, you know. I can see your parents every day.
Yeah, I don't think that there are many three-generational houses in Ecuador from what I've seen, because I have lived there before, but the idea of family is different. So even if the kids live separately, I think it's very important for the kids to have that contact.
Now, you mentioned that you are doing this in part for financial reasons. You live in New York City. Real estate is very expensive. It would have been difficult for either couple to buy a house alone. If you could have afforded separate houses, would you live together anyway?
I personally think maybe, yeah. And the reason I say this is because before we didn't live together, we saw each other a lot. And then what's happening now is that, you know, my parents are getting older. They're going to retire one day. So I wouldn't want them to be far away.
Mr. Lamanji, how about you?
Same thing, you know. I love my daughter. I can't live it, you know, too far.
You can't live too far away.
Yes.
Well, Diana Lamanji Gabriel and Lisandro Lamanji, thanks to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
They are a father and daughter living in a three-generational home. They spoke with Stevensky.